When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Salmon or Dolly threw a great party. We all drank Bacardi, it got kind of gnarly. We're light as a feather, we're tougher than leather. Together we're weirder together.
Okay.
My brain is a slurpee.
We're sitting against boxes. We've been packing, we've been organizing, we got all our favorite things. And we're bringing them to Australia, and we're...
The rest is going into a pod.
Yeah.
This is the pod.
This is the pod.
Before we put all our stuff in a pod.
That was clever.
That was clever, because basically it was like, yeah, just shipping containers.
Do you think that was like a Shark Tank thing, or who did that? Who knows?
I don't know. I mean, I think perhaps after this move, when things come down, we can put in the research that it would really take to get to the bottom of that mystery.
I'm sure we can find out.
But I am fried. It is emotionally draining packing up a house. I guess it's just because everything you find, you have so many memories associated with and so many thoughts and feelings about.
I know. And you get to really focus on your favorite things.
Yeah, you're very positive about that.
I don't know.
I'm like, you give me your favorite things. The favorite things are good. But I'm also like, we've also been getting rid of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We sold the electric bicycle that I took Goldie to and from school every day.
You wept.
I wept.
I cried because I had a painting I did on paper, a beautiful, big, beautiful paint, like a copy of a Rothko, I will say, but my version of it is not Rothko, but it had something to it. It was in the dining room. It looked beautiful. Loved it there. People loved it there. And we did alien tape for some dumb reason, so I ripped it a little bit.
Victim of the alien tape. Well, the alien tape is too strong.
I know. And we decided not to frame it because it looked just great unframed. And it's okay. It's okay. And you weren't believing so much that you were like, well, can't you do it again? But, you know, I'm sorry. I don't want to say, I will say it. I'm an artist. And like,
I understand.
I did a big piece and it worked. And I can do another one again, but I just was sad that it ripped a little bit. I think I can repair.
Yeah, I'm not obviously on the inside of your experience. To me, from the outside, it looks as if you actually make art very easily.
Right.
So to me, it doesn't look
it's
like
it really, when people say like, you know, this is like my other child, they launch a business, whatever. It is like birthing something and it's a unique child, every piece. So, but you can't be too precious.
Look, some of your children get alien tape stuck to them and it removes some of their skin.
Well, it would be, picture you do an amazing song. You've done a great song and then... You can't keep it. Like if you move it, it gets warped and fucked up. And then you're just like, oh my God, that song was good.
But do you not find any comfort in the like Zen San Mandal aspect of it? That like it's a temporary thing designed to be a temporary thing.
It's
like a performance.
Yeah. It's true. I know it's funny. Remember Constantine Kakanyas, my fave artist friend, was like, there was some person who was saying you should burn every artwork or something. Do you remember this
conversation? Of your own?
Or just like there was some conversation about destroying art. Do you remember that? And in the beginning,
but I like it.
The beginning of the conversation, Constantine was like appalled. And then by the end was like, not that Constantine was convinced, but was like, you should. Yes, do it. But it just was very Constantine's personality, which is very contrary. But I don't know. I don't like destroying art.
I like both. Like I am very drawn to the concept of permanence, which is an illusion. Like when I make something, I like the idea that it'll last forever or something. But I very rarely want to go back and visit things long after they're made.
I mean,
they sort of don't hold that much power for me anymore after they've aged a bit of time.
How do you feel about like Dylan doing different like Billie Holiday would do that too, like apparently never record a song or sing it the same way, but I get real demoitis, as they say. Like, I'm very, I like both. I want Billie Holiday's songs the way they were recorded.
When you see Jamiroquai, you want him to put that hat on. You want him to slide back and forth across the stage.
No, and seriously.
Yeah, you want him on brand.
Jamiroquai. You know, it's so funny. When I, Adam Horvitz, you know.
Yes.
Once we were stoned and there was a Jamiroquai video on and he got the giggles and he was just like, thought it was so goofy and funny and like goofy, like embarrassing, but also hysterical. So I always was like, I guess Jamiroquai is bad or whatever. But then years later, I was like, I love two Jamiroquai songs.
What's the second one?
I don't remember.
I know Virtual Insanity.
Maybe it's this one.
Yeah.
But it was a very funny memory of him laughing at that. But you know, this house and the way we've lived in it was a form of art that mm-hmm. we're taking apart.
And you change things all the time.
I do. Like and much to your
chagrin. My yeah. chagrin. My chagrin is absolutely had much
yeah.
about it.
No, because you, yeah, on one hand, like I would love to, I'm precious about like, you know, I want to hear that song the way I've known it my whole life. But also I do change things around. Too much, though.
One of our first fights of significance was when we went up to Gama Fest in Arnhem Land and we were camping and we set up the tents and then I went for a little walk and came back and you had repurposed all of our objects, our beds and everything in a different direction in the tent. And I felt so caught off guard by it. I felt very like destabilized. And we had we bickered about that. Yeah. But anyway, and now I've come to love that you move things around.
Well,
all the time.
I want, on one hand, it's annoying because like I've had interior designers decorate, which is kind of amazing because it's like a dream come true for me because I love interior design and all of that. And I never grew up in that world where I could like get someone, you know, to do it. But I had a baby with an interior designer. So he hooked up the house. It was shot for Vogue. Amazing. And then I just can't help but muck it.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
It up or
no, but that's weird. Like both times, David Netto and Nathan Turner, I like what you've done with the house better than what they did with the house.
Well, Nathan is so sweet because he was like, my favorite room is actually the one room he liked the most was like the most chaotic room.
No, that was David.
No.
David was the one who liked the studio where I did all the art.
No, on the Nathan wall. Turner liked.
Well, David also, I remember David saying that. But I like what you're.
No, because David shamed me so much. He was like, how could you, you know, you messed
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, but I don't believe in that approach to.
No, it's true.
I don't believe in that approach to design. I think you live like an artist. And
I don't. I mean, I want to have that like. Where you get your place decorated and 10 years later you do it again, but like, you know, beautifully done. But, you know, maybe I always think that I'll one day have that. Like I thought once I turn 50, I'm going to get my hair done at the hairdressers and I'm going to get my hair done once a week. Cut to.
This is all still part of your preppy aspirations
I'm
as a
like
teenager.
I'm like past it's that like, time you know, and I'm like, you know.
And they're not priorities that you actually have. They're
well,
fantasies.
One day I want like a really fly apartment, like, you know, really decorated apartment in New York or something. I don't know. Maybe I don't want that one day. I don't know. You know, whatever.
Yeah. But it's been fun also just getting stuff repaired for the renters, like making the house as nice as we can. Because there's stuff that you put off doing in a space that you live in until an impetus like that comes. And
I know.
And like we replastered the pool, which I had never even thought about doing. Well, because you only do it once every 30 years.
That's true. I've been in this house almost 30 years. I've thought about it, but like you're like, yeah, am I going to really drain the pool and replaster it? Mm. But we're doing it. And replacing a lot of the wood, which I've done already on outside of the house, because LA, you know, gets battered by rain and whatever. But it's funny. I was like thinking it's like replacing teeth or something, because these bits of wood are rotten and you cut them out and put a new piece. And for some reason, I was thinking of teeth, like getting fake teeth put on.
No, there's definitely a cosmetic surgery element to the way we're not attacking any root causes of problems at all.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
We're just tarting it up and making it beautiful. Fine.
No, I wouldn't say. I mean, I don't know. I'm wondering why I'm defending our approach, but I'm just saying in that case.
You make it pretty, but making things pretty is like, it's an ongoing thing. Right, it has to be maintenance.
Yeah. Hey, those fake teeth work just as well.
That's right. Those veneers.
Yeah, we're not screwing anyone over. It's not like,
and also we're not leaving this house forever, but it is interesting that I think part of whenever you go into a new phase of your life and there is a sort of adventure, you do to actually engage with it, you have to be open to all possibilities. So I think the reality of leaving a house even for a year, you sort of in the back of your mind are thinking like, well, maybe I won't move back into this house, or maybe I will. You know what I mean? It's like the unknown of that is part of what makes the whole thing exciting.
I mean, the dream is that any move you make is like, I don't want to say lateral or better. That sounds so basic.
No, lateral is the same.
I know, but I'm saying lateral or better. You don't want to make a move. Sorry,
you don't want to move back in with your parents.
We're snippy because we've been moving for 3 days. So if we don't have the cozy vibe we usually have. So all I'm saying is, it's a privilege, I guess I'm saying, to move laterally or expand, have an expansion. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying you only expand if you're, you know, of course you learn when you have big, quote unquote, bad things happen. But it is nice to, I don't know what my point is. My point is, I guess my, I don't know what my point is. I lost my train of thought.
Well, I was saying that like you have to be open to the fact that you don't know what the future is to make the moment actually invigorated and exciting.
Yes.
Because if it's so strictly planned, it's hard to kind of expand yourself, I guess.
You know? And we're the reason why we're moving to, well, we're having a, I don't know.
A stint
in Australia are all nice things.
Yeah.
So, but and maybe we're just optimistic and things are horrible and we're just doing a positive spin. But
I think the nature of adventure and creativity is that it makes life positive. Like the ability to approach your life in a process of experimentation.
Yeah.
As opposed to trying to control it too much.
And we are very lucky. This is really, I'm very excited.
I know. Isn't it funny how I feel really lucky that I'm with somebody that, as much as I got irritated that time when you moved everything in the tent, I actually am really grateful that I'm with someone who's open to life changing. Because I think a lot of people are very, very controlling with their experience and don't want there to be chapters that are radically different.
Yeah. I think I have both, but the changing the furniture in the tent, well, it wasn't furniture. It was two cots and some bags. It's just that I was born a kind of homemaker and I've always loved decorating and I've always loved the idea of like having a home and what kind of, and so anytime I get into a space, it's a motel, a hotel, an Airbnb, a friend's house, whatever space, a tent, any space that's like my space for the night, I can't help but like make like.
Yeah, you're creating a space. Always,
yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm bringing like a little Hermes tray thing that you put trinkets on for our 5 months in Australia. Like, cause we, you know, I just want a little, you know, I want to like my like little decorating.
The comforts of home.
Yeah, and just a decorative, you know, I like it.
I've been having so much fun playing music with Goldie.
Yeah.
And that's been really...
I know, like, we were talking about having a band, like siblings make good bands, and even a couple, maybe, maybe not, but you were saying parent child.
Well, there's been a few. There's Jeff Tweedy and his kid, and Neil Finn has also played with his kid. It's fun to think about. It's also a function of a different style of parenting, though, than we were raised with, where I think we look at our kids as full creative beings on their own, you know?
I think my dad used to play with my half-sister.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true, with Estrella. Yeah.
She's a voice of an angel.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, anyway, it's been really satisfying. It's funny, like, selling the bike, I was saying, which is, like, one way that me and Goldie used to bond. And then now we're starting to jam a little bit together, and you realize that if you're open to life changing, I guess that's the theme of this episode. Like, if you're open to the changes and you don't need things to look a certain way, it can stay very dynamic and very vibrant. But it's
but we can end the song on this.
Unpredictable.
So you're going to do a song with her.
Oh, don't say. Secret.
Okay. Secret. No. We won't end on that.
No.
But we'll end on something. We love you, beautiful babies, and
we will see you later.
See you on the flip side.
Bye.
Together we're weirder, we're weirder together.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.